Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 17th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Doom runs on Meta Ray-Ban display, OpenAI acquires voice cloner, SaaS faces a reckoning, Brockman consolidates OpenAI products. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Doom now runs on Meta Ray-Ban display smart glasses after Meta opened the device to developers. A developer ported the shooter to the glasses waveguide display, visible only to the right eye with a 20-degree diagonal field. Control uses finger motions interpreted by the Meta Neural Band, making the demo a limited proof of concept. Developers can build with the Wearables Device Access Toolkit for iOS and Android, or with browser-based web apps that access motion, orientation, GPS, and neural band input. The devices are currently sold only in the United States and face European battery and AI rules. Privacy concerns around smart glasses remain. OpenAI bought voice cloning startup Waits.gg, the New York Times reports, citing two anonymous sources. Waits.gg ran a small social platform where users built and shared AI models that could mimic voices, including Samuel L. Jackson, Taylor Swift, and Donald Trump. The company had 6 employees and raised $4 million in venture funding. It shut down its service in March, and staff moved into various teams at OpenAI. Sources say OpenAI does not plan to release a similar product. OpenAI showed voice clone technology in 2024, but kept it closed for safety, instead embedding speech features into ChatGPT and a developer API.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Top investor TCI sharply cut its Microsoft stake, and that move signals more than a trading decision. Chris Hahn had been a major beneficiary of Microsoft's rise, with nearly 400% gains since 2017, so his retreat points to deeper economic concern. For 2 decades, enterprise software sold access. People did work inside applications and companies paid per user. AI assistants such as Copilot, Gemini, and ChatGPT change that model by acting across apps. When a machine becomes the interface, individual application access loses its economic hold. Markets are already revaluing software firms as that control shifts. OpenAI co-founder and president Greg Brockman is taking charge of product strategy. He had been overseeing products while Fidji Simo, CEO of AGI Deployment, is on medical leave. OpenAI says Simo worked with Brockman on the changes. Brockman told staff they will consolidate product efforts and combine ChatGPT and Codex into a single unified experience, focusing toward an agentic future to win across consumer and enterprise. OpenAI plans to merge ChatGPT, Codex, and the API under one core product team. The move follows CEO Sam Altman's Code Red at the end of last year and the pause of side projects such as Sora and OpenAI for Science.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.